Yeah, it's a different experience. I think we're not the only team that's done it. I think the Kansas City Chiefs did it with the Broncos, and it's different. You know, it's kind of like, all right, what can we do different, especially on the short week, without kind of putting too much on everyone's plate. But I think our coach did a great job, you know, kind of game planning after the game. We play the Texans, you know, we want to try to get to some different things and how we want to be more balanced against them. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to we'll do that on Thursday. Right. You got to do a better job. You know, they like they have some guys that can play and make plays. But our guys stood up to the challenge in Houston, and we have another tough one. Obviously, with them losing to us, they're going to try to come back and get a victory and split the series. So we understand that. But we got to continue to get better at what we do. There's some things we can correct from Cleveland, some things we need to correct from Houston still. And we'll correct those things, and then we'll go out there and play ball on Thursday.
Was Sunday one of the better play-calling efforts that you think you guys have had this year? It seemed like Jed added some wrinkles, and you guys were able to take some shots and hit them.
Well, part of that is just kind of we were executing the basic stuff much better than we've done all year. So when you can execute and get in those manageable third and ones, so we were able to throw the pass, the running back throw pass or whatever, and some other things we're able to do, double moves in situation where if we don't get it, all right, we can at least get the first down or we can go for it on fourth and one. So you want to be in those manageable situations. If you're in third and 10, you're not going to call a toss pass or you're not going to call something crazy. So there were some times we were in those situations. He did a great job of allowing us to make plays in space, and we just want to continue working with that.
Stuck in there that you threw a touchdown pass just in case we forgot.
You know, it doesn't happen very often, so I try to tell you Denard's not the only one that can throw the ball.
Well, Cecil's the best non-quarterback on the team quarterback. That's what he says.
I have to disagree with that, but you know, I just say the stats speak for themselves.
Could be Mike Brown too. What kind of lift have these young guys given you? Kind of lifted the young guys, Ace obviously the way he did, and then even the defensive
game. All year we've been talking about these guys. They're gonna make plays. We got to keep continue to work with them, and it just shows you that with consistency and then you know, one thing about these guys, they're very confident. So I mean, you know, you have a guy kind of go after you a little bit. Josh Gordon was doing well, then he has a pick, you know, and so our guys, they're resilient, they play well. They're tough, and they make plays for it. I mean, Ace is going to continue to make plays, and he's just starting to get more comfortable in this offense. So we want to continue to work on those things and really just get an opportunity to keep these guys going and keep growing and keep them growing. So when it is time for us to start making these runs and doing some great things here, we'll be all right.
How nice is it to have three in a row at home?
It's nice, man. I think the flying deal kind of took its toll a little bit during the middle of the season, but to have three at home is going to be nice, and to try to finally get that first win here would be nice as well. I think the fans are starting to back us a little bit more, and we just want to continue to work on that way. You know, it's another challenge we have to face. You know, we haven't played very well at home this year, and so with that, we got to continue to work.
The team next year has the London game on November 9th, which means the bye might be kind of later. Have you had experience with that? Is it tough when you have a bye that comes like in week 11, week 12?
I've never had that before. I don't know. This is the latest bye I think I've had here was week 8. Right. We're usually week 3 or 4. So it's different, but, you know, we'll adjust to it and accordingly and make plays when the time comes.
How much of an emphasis is playing well at home right now? How much has Gus made it kind of a priority?
Yeah, he's definitely made it a priority. I mean, he made it a priority when we played Arizona last. And, you know, our biggest thing is, you know, do we want to win at home? Absolutely. But our biggest goal is to get better from last game. And if we get better from last game, we feel we'll have put ourselves in a good chance to win this game.
How much do you have to change or throw wrinkles in? Or can you change when you play a team twice in 10 days?
I mean, it's really not going to be a lot of wrinkles. I mean, you're going to scheme a couple plays here and there, but other than that, it's just go out there. It's going to be a physical match, being able to run the ball, and, you know, it's going to be one-on-one matchups out there all day, and whoever wins the one-on-one matchup is going to win the game.
It looked like last week, though, this offense is still evolving. I mean, the way you guys got Ace into the flow of things.
Absolutely. Ace has come along, and Houston was a game where Ace kind of stepped out and became his own, and, you know, we're trying to mix him up. Mix them around in the offense and try to get them the football, but, you know, like I said, every week, you know, any guy can get the ball, and we try to, you know, press that each and every week that, you know, we don't really have a number one receiver. We just try to go whoever's the open guy.
How much confidence are you playing with? I mean, we made a couple throws last couple weeks, and especially on that last drive Sunday, that there were big-time plays.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, my confidence is building just because this offense is building, and I think together we're coming together as a group, and, you know, we're doing some really good things out there, but we know we're still not there yet, and we're continually working each and every day to get better and, you know, make some more plays out there.
You know, Cecil had a rough early game, but you went back to him that last drive three different times. Just to talk about a little bit of the mentality of just keep going to him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I always believed in Cecil, and it was kind of funny. I joked around with him in the huddle one time. I think it was after he dropped two balls, and I said, "Don't get in your little pissy match." You know, he's just kind of down on himself, and you know, I said, "I'm coming right back to you, and I believe in you." And sometimes you just got to throw a joke in there, just you know, let him know that you still believe him, you still care about him, and that's how I really feel about him. I know he's a playmaker and the capability that he has, and you know, he definitely did step up in that last drive.